Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my name is Al Diaz, author of The Titus Concept, producer of the film Beyond Hope and Transformational Guide. And I also have my co-host, Michael Calais, who is a self-made millionaire by the time he's 29. Today our topic is Why USANA? First, a couple of announcements. Continue to check back here on Blog Talk Radio on the Rewrite Your Story host page for upcoming shows and co-hosts. Also, go to rewritestory.com for a very special gift that we're giving away. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let's bring on my co-host, Michael Cahillejo. Michael, welcome.
Hey, Al, how's it going?
Doing well. I'm hearing some background noise. What's going on there?
Do you hear it?
Not no more,
now?
But I was.
Okay, wonderful.
No, it's all right.
Sorry
it's
about that.
Down. It's all good. So how you doing?
I'm doing great, man. As we were mentioning earlier, just got back from Europe. I was out there for 3 weeks and visited some pretty cool countries. Spent some time in Greece, some time in Malta, some time in Croatia, and then some time in Bosnia and Italy. It was unreal.
Phenomenal. Well, congratulations on your traveling experiences. So I'm going to assume, well, I'm going to speak on behalf of the audience. So I'm going to speak on behalf of the audience that part of the reason that you get to do all this traveling is because of everything you've accomplished through USANA. Care to share?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, USANA is my career. That's what I do. I am a network marketer, and USANA is a company that I chose to partner with. I mean, there's so many options out there, but it seems to be the right fit and something long-term. So, yeah, definitely. USANA pays for the bills, pays for the traveling experience. And I heard somebody say once that money doesn't buy happiness, but it definitely pays for the journey. So USANA does that for me.
That's a great wisdom, pays for the journey. That's awesome. So out of every opportunity that's out there, why did you pick USANA and not some other company?
I think that when we look at network marketing, for those of you guys who are familiar with it, you know, network marketing has been around for so many years, and it's a great industry. The only challenge is, you know, everybody wants to be an entrepreneur, right? Like, or for most people, I would say. Most people want to be an entrepreneur. And when it comes to network marketing, I think it's not hard to start a company, to just kind of get some leaders together, some people who, you know, really want to make things happen and start a business. You know, because you can get people rallied up and start a network marketing company relatively quickly. You know, just find a product, get some people together, sell the product, recruit distributors, and get to cranking. So that's why we have so many companies opening up every single year. But it's kind of like having a baby, right? Yeah, can make a baby. But can anybody raise a baby? You know? So I think that's the network marketing. Like, you don't want to just get involved or open up a network marketing company because you have this idea and you want to make a lot of money. I think more goes into it, where you really have to care about the people that you bring in, because when you start enrolling associates in something like this, you know, people put their life into it. You know, like for myself, you know, I pay my mortgage and I'm debt-free and all of that good stuff because of USANA, because USANA is there and it provides week after week, year after year, that sort of thing. But let's just say, for example, if USANA said, you know, let's take a lot of risks, let's be reckless, let's just spend all of our money, and it's all about the people who started it, then they're not really looking out for the associates and their well-being long-term. Does that kind of make sense? So any entrepreneur out there, when you're doing something, you really have to realize that you're not just affecting yourself, but everybody who works for you, your employees, your shareholders, your customers, it's everybody. And I think that when you look at USANA, they really give you that feeling of they're looking out for the people that are involved, whether they're the shareholders, customers, associates, or, you know, just anybody who's involved with USANA.
So let's address the part of the audience that either knows very little about network marketing, or they just turn away from network marketing because of whatever their thoughts are or whatever they've heard about network marketing. How would you address that part of the audience?
I mean, you kind of have to put things into perspective with that. I think a lot of people, you know, myself included, is when we have a bad experience doing anything, we tend to throw it all out, you know? And I don't think that's a very good thought process, you know, when it comes to just about anything. Like, let's say you've been in a bad relationship before. You know, are you going to stop dating? You know what I mean? Like, that's probably not a good strategy. What you do is you learn from your mistakes. You learn from the mistakes of others. You get some good advice from mentors or people who are role models of yours. And then you kind of reapproach the situation. And I think that when it comes to network marketing, I've seen people shy away from it a lot because of an experience they've had in the past that didn't work out, or they shy away from it because they know somebody who had a bad experience. And just to kind of clear things up a little bit, there definitely are a lot of bad experiences out there. And I would say a bad experience is somebody who got involved in the industry with unrealistic expectations, and it just didn't work out to what they thought, because they thought it was either A, a get-rich-quick scheme, or B, let's just say easy money. You know, let me make it clear that network marketing is just like any other business. When you look at starting up a restaurant, is it going to be easy? No. When you look at starting up, let's say, a nightclub, is it going to be easy? No. Or even starting up, you know, a lot of people say, like, man, you know, I got a great idea for a social network. And starting up your own social networking business of some kind, like a Facebook or an Instagram or something of that caliber. Is it easy? No. We hear the beginning, the origin stories. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of blood, sweat, and tears in some cases. I think people who have never been involved in a business of any kind lack the perspective, and that's why when you get involved in network marketing, you're a business owner just like you would be anywhere else. So challenges are very similar. The work involved is going to be very similar, and then the results are going to also be very similar. So that's the crazy thing in marketing. This doesn't cost thousands and thousands of dollars to get off the ground. That's the only difference. And the difference in network marketing, I would say, just like franchises like McDonald's or Subway or Chick-fil-A, any type of franchise that you're familiar with, they're providing you with the product and they're providing you with the system to follow. So I think that's great. It's like the best of both worlds. You have a franchise without the startup cost of a franchise. That's the best way to describe it.
Awesome. So out of everything that's out there, Michael, why did you pick Usana and not somebody else?
That's a great question. I think when you look at a lot of the network marketing companies out there, I'll name a few of the big ones. I hope that's okay. You know, I think most people are familiar with like the Amways of the world, right? So Amway is a big name out there. When you hear companies like Avon, I think that's a company we're all familiar with, right? And then you look at companies like Herbalife as of late, you know, it's a company most people are familiar with. And then you look at companies like Usana. So I named some old, like, legacy companies, companies that have been around for over 20 to 30 years. Just to give you guys some perspective, that's how long some of those companies I've mentioned have been open. And regardless of what the opinions are out there, people say, oh, yeah, I don't like that company, or, oh, that company's stupid, or whatever the case may be. Let's keep it in mind that those companies, every single one that I mentioned, is already in the multi-billion dollar phase. Like, multiple billions of dollars of sales are being generated every single year by those companies. That means that there's products, there's people out there that are employed, not as associates, right? I mean, yes, we know there are associates, but not just as associates, that they literally have thousands and thousands of employees that work for those companies. These are people that are working at the call center. These are people that are working in the packaging departments. These are people working manufacturing. These are people, I mean, it's like you name it, like they're employing thousands of people worldwide. So all of these companies are fairly large. The difference with Usana and these companies, and I think it's a huge difference, number one, is that most of the companies I mentioned are not publicly traded. So when you look at publicly traded companies, I think that kind of puts you at ease as far as, like, what is the company really doing? Because remember, somebody's running the company, right? Like the ownership is in charge, and the decisions that they make will affect your business. So when you look at a publicly traded company, there's a board of directors and there's people out there that are making decisions together. And it's not just one person that's going to call a shot and, you know, potentially jeopardize everybody's business. So I like the fact that we're public in USANA. Also, we're a top performing stock on the New York Stock Exchange. So that's another very big detail. You know, not only are we public, but we're doing very well. You know, our stock today is trading at over $130 a share. So that's, I think that's a big selling point for anybody who's looking at network marketing and saying, you know, is it legitimate, right? Well, of course, you know, the SEC overlooks all publicly traded companies and USANA falls into that boat. So it's an important thing to kind of look at that from like a business perspective, right? At the same time, it shows, because our stock's doing well, that people outside of our network marketing world also believe in USANA. They see that the company is doing well. They believe in it, and they buy stocks in the company because they see where we're going. So those are just a few reasons why. And that's all on the business side now. But when we look at the product side, which I think is the most important side, the product side is probably why most people stay with USANA. Because if you look into it, you'll see that our product is really, really like the standard in the nutritional business. And this weekend at our international convention, they're going to unveil some new technology that's going to revolutionize the way we look at supplements. So it's just things like that where USANA really prides itself in not being a follower in the industry, but truly an innovator in the industry. So I've heard Mark Cuban say it once, right? First come the innovators, then come the imitators, and then come the idiots. So it's interesting because you see a lot of companies out there, they really imitate USANA. Like they imitate our manufacturing process. They imitate everything. They want to make it look like USANA because they know that USANA is the bar, basically, right? USANA sets the standard. So I like to know that I'm a part of a company that's the innovator of the industry. And that's why I choose USANA. I mean, it's not hard to find information when it comes to our product. You know, even in the Olympic Games out in Brazil, you know, so many athletes that are competing out there are taking the product, you know? And a lot of people could say like, yeah, you know, we have one athlete or one paid spokesperson or whatever, you know, that's kind of like representing their company. But USANA has over 1,000 athletes, including world-class Olympic athletes, that are not just consuming the products, but also some of them are involved distributing it because they believe in it that much. But they're not paid endorsements. Like there's nobody out there getting paid millions of dollars to speak on USANA's behalf. These are people that just really use the product and love it, which I think is phenomenal. So those are just to name a few reasons now on why, when looking at network marketing, USANA is definitely a good choice to consider.
So network marketing and working with USANA is what got you to the point where you're at now. And as I mentioned in the beginning of the show, you're a multimillionaire by the time you're 29. What can a person who has never done network marketing or even perhaps heard of network marketing, what can they expect getting involved?
Well, I think people should definitely do their due diligence and get involved with realistic expectations. So if you know, kind of like what you mentioned right now, yes, I'm a multimillionaire in the industry, but remember that not everybody gets involved for that reason initially. So it's kind of like, let's give it a parallel, yeah? So people can kind of get some perspective since we're short on time. But like, let's say you're going to start dating, right? Let's say dating, something that everybody's familiar with. If you're going to start dating, it's not like I met someone and it's like, okay, do you want to get married? Right? Not everybody goes into it like that. Some people say, hey, I'm just dating. I'm just kind of, you know, playing the field, seeing what's out there, and then I'm going to go from there. So people are out there kind of casually dating or just testing the waters. Where other people, they met, boom, love at first sight, kind of like my mom and dad, got married right away, had a family right away, and it's like the rest is history. So definitely there's people out there who see the vision, grab it, and run with it right away. But it just depends. Does it make sense? Like, it depends what you're looking for at that moment. So if you're out there right now and you're looking for a part-time income, like you're just looking for a part-time income, like you're thinking to yourself, you know, I'm making $50,000, $60,000 a year at my job, and it's all good, But I'm looking for that extra 40 so that I could travel, pay off some bills, maybe purchase a home, et cetera, right? So if that's you, then definitely get involved. Find good mentors in the company that you're selecting and then stick to them and build a business plan with those people. That's what I would recommend for anybody who's looking at network marketing on a part-time basis. Now, if you're the person who's like totally gung-ho, as I was, right? I got involved because I wanted to retire. I got involved because I saw a lifestyle that was possible for me, and I got really excited about that possibility, and I was willing to do whatever it took to get there, as long as it was, of course, legal, moral, and ethical, right? So I looked at USANA, and I was studying what the top income earners of the company were doing. So I didn't get involved and treat it like a hobby. And I think that's one of the reasons why I was able to get to such a high level in the business, because I treated it like a business. So I want to make sure that people are clear on that. If you treat it like a hobby, then it's going to pay you like a hobby. You know, it's going to be something cool that you do, and you might make some money here and there. But if you really treat it like a business and that's your expectation for it to pay you like a multi-million dollar business, well, then you're really going to have to put in some work and do a lot of studying as far as like how you're going to get there.
Awesome. When you decided to get involved with USANA, and I'm going to assume that initially you probably weren't even taking the product, how did you decipher that this was the right product for you to push?
Well, I mean, when you first get involved, everybody goes to a presentation of some kind, right? So you attend a presentation, you know, you see the products. Sometimes there's products available for you to try, et cetera. For me, I didn't really need to go through that much just because whenever a company is kind of, it's kind of like this, Al. Like, let's say you go to a restaurant and, you know, you're excited about eating there. And when you show up, there's a line around the corner. Like, literally, like, it's wrapping around, it's snaking around the corner. What would you think about that restaurant? Do you have any doubt as far as, like, man, that food must be really awful and there's a bunch of suckers over there?
No.
Do you see what I'm saying? Like, no. Like, your instinct would probably say, hey, this restaurant is probably making amazing food. Now, you might be skeptical at first and say, well, the restaurant just opened up, so let's give it some time and see what happens, right? So that's a possibility too. But let's just say you keep driving by this restaurant and you really want to go check it out, and every time you drive by the restaurant, the line gets longer and longer and longer, and then you check them out online and they're publicly traded and their stock keeps going up. And then you have like a lot of professional bodybuilders that start eating there, and you see bodybuilders in line, and then you see, I don't know, you see Michael Jordan in line, or you see Robin. Can you hear me?
Michael, you still there? Okay, yeah, you were breaking up, and I thought I lost you. Now I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, cool. So let's say you and eating there. At that moment, what would you say?
There's something good about that restaurant. So I see where you're going with this.
Would you need to do like a lot of research, and would you still be super duper duper skeptical? And you know what I'm saying? Like, at that moment, you would say, there's definitely something to this place. Let me try it out and see what the craze is about, right? And that's exactly what
right.
I did. Like, within a few days after trying the product and just seeing a lot of the credibility of the company, like, I already knew this is a great product. Like, there's no doubt. Like, it was, like, you kind of say, no wonder, right? Like, that's what came out of my mouth. Like, no wonder there's so many people associated with USANA. Keep in mind, when I got involved, Al, the company started in 1992. You know, in 1992, I was 10 years old, so I wasn't eligible to sign up then. But if you look, I got started in 2006. So the company had already been around for about 14 years. So it wasn't a brand new company. And that's another reason why I chose USANA, because it's not a startup company. It's already a company that's established and growing. So I want to make sure that that's clear for everybody, that you want to get involved with a company that's established, because the risk factor is not there like that of a startup.
So you started at an early age and accomplished quite a bit by the time you were 29, and so I congratulate you on that. How about those that are listening that are in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and they're saying, oh, I'm too old for that now. Michael started in his 20s and he made it, but, you know, does age really matter?
I would say no. Age does not matter. Because I know a lot of young people that are in their 20s that lack the focus, lack the commitment. They don't have the need or the desire. Their priorities are different, right? You're going to have people that would rather go have fun and mess around than actually commit to their business. So I can give you 1,000 reasons why somebody who's young is not qualified to build this business. And when I got involved with USANA, I can remember that there were nothing but baby boomers in USANA when I got involved. Like, I was looked at as like an anomaly. Like, people stared at me like, hey, where's your mom and dad? Like, that sort of thing. Because there were just no people doing USANA at that time. And it's kind of funny, right? But like, it's true. Like, I'm not exaggerating. Like, people would seriously come up to me and ask me where my parents were. Because they thought, why is this young guy doing USANA? But the thing is, it had nothing to do with my age. It had to do with my character, my determination. And I think a lot of people, when they look at business, they're always looking for a reason why they can't. Like, it's either because of their age or because of their nationality, because of their economic situation or whatever. And a lot of times it's just to justify, you know, behavior, which is sad because I don't think, I'll give you one example, Al. I went to the Coldplay concert on Sunday, and, you know, they put on a great show. And before Coldplay went up, this young girl went up. And this young lady was 16, I believe, and she opened for Coldplay. I don't remember her name at the moment, but that's irrelevant right now. But she went up there, and she killed it. I mean, she put on a heck of a show. Like, her voice was unbelievable. And, like, you could tell that people that are in the stands are just floored. Like, they just can't believe what they heard. And I went with one of my friends. Her name is Stephanie. And I turned to her and I go, what did you think of her, of the performer, right? She goes, she was amazing. She goes, she just has that gift. And at that moment, I told her, no. I said, everybody has a gift. She's just using it. And she's developing it. So does that kind of make sense, Al? Like, I think a lot of times people think that they want to be like somebody. You're never going to be like somebody else. You're going to be you, but you're going to be special in your own way. And I know that sounds kind of like, you know, motivational, like mumbo jumbo to some people, but like really think about what I'm saying. Because a lot of times people just think that it's luck, or they look at somebody like Lionel Messi, right? And they say, he's just gifted. He's blessed. And it's like, the guy practices. Like, do you understand? Like, he practices day and night. Like, he just practices more. And some people say, no, no, no. If you get two people together and they practice the same, then you will not get another Lionel Messi. If they each did what he did, you're not going to get the same result. And I totally disagree. Because what we're measuring is maybe physical practice, but you know better than anybody else, Al, that it's not just physical. It's mental. It's emotional, right? It's spiritual. It's like you're committed on so many levels when you're trying to make something happen. And for me, I feel like I'm mentally committed, I'm physically committed, I'm emotionally committed to what I'm doing. So if you're going to do something, and you really want to hit a home run, let's say, right, if that's the term you want to use, then you have to be committed on that level. But like I said, I don't want to scare anybody away who's just saying, well, I just want to make an extra $200 a month. Well, if that's what you want, I don't think it takes all that commitment that I just mentioned. It takes recommending it to a few friends here and there, just like you would recommend a restaurant or just the way you would recommend a movie that you enjoy. That's what it takes at that level. And there are so many people that are succeeding at that level. But for the people who are looking at it, see, nobody talks about the people who only make $200 a month in this industry. You see what I'm saying, Al? Like, nobody says, like, man, I got a friend, and he makes $200 a month doing USANA, dude. It's awesome. Nobody talks about that. But there's thousands of people that do that. And there's thousands of people in the industry that are enjoying benefits of network marketing just like that. But people only talk about the extremes, either the extreme success story, like my case in this example, or somebody who signed up and didn't do anything and didn't do well, which is the extreme worst case scenario, right? Anyways, hopefully all of that makes sense.
That was powerful insight, Michael. Thank you for sharing. It's something that popped up in my head as I was listening to you. And I'm sure there's a few audience members that are this way. What if you're a loner or a shy person? Should you get involved in network marketing?
Well, the question is, how did you become that way? Like, how did you become a loner? How did you become a shy person? Right? Because you weren't born that way. And I know it goes back to that again, you know, where people say, no, I was born like this. You know, people look at me and they say, Mike, you have a gift. You're a good speaker. And every time they say that, I'm almost offended because I'd say, you haven't seen how many bad presentations I've done to get to this point. You haven't seen how many people have said, oh, yeah, I'm not interested to get to this point. Or, you know what, you don't really sound like you know what you're saying. You know, there's been so many of those situations to get to this point. So I feel like when someone says that, it's almost like them saying, you're lucky, you're blessed, that's why I can't do it. You're just one of the fortunate ones in this world. And it's like they're ruling themselves out already. And it's like I just feel so offended by that because I really think that you shouldn't rule yourself out like that. Whether you say that you're shy, right? So someone says, what if they're a loner or they're just shy? Here's what I say. The same way that you can develop any skill, you can develop being social, okay? And I'll give you an example of that. Like for me, one of my biggest fears, Al, is dancing, okay? Dancing is like, it just doesn't fly with me. I'm like terrified, right? And I was with a girl for 10 years, and she was an amazing dancer. And, you know, it's funny because when I was with this girl, I never took her dancing because I was so afraid. Long story short, it didn't work out. I don't know if it was because of the dancing or not, but it didn't work out. So I can remember that, you know, when you go through like a breakup or whatever, you start to reflect and, you know, some girls get their hair cut and they dye their hair and they say, this is the new me. Well, I kind of did something similar to that, right? I started exercising. I started, you know, being a little more outgoing and I started dancing because I thought I have to overcome things that I'm afraid of, you know, and I felt like this is the time. And so I was at that crossroads. So I started dancing, and I was awful. I mean, come on. I was so bad. Like, I have no rhythm. Like, I can't move. Like, my hips, like, I can remember after going out a couple of times and hitting the dance floor, like, my hips were sore because I had never used them, you know? So it was interesting to see how I've developed as a dancer over the past 3 years since my breakup. And it's just, it's amazing. I would say that anybody who is shy, I can relate to you on that because once music started playing at a club or at a party or at a wedding, I sat down. And people would come and try to pull me by the arm. I was the guy that like clenched onto my seat with, you know, for hanging on for dear life because I was just too terrified to stand up and look stupid. So I think it's really the fear of what others will think of you. And that's the underlying problem with people that are shy. They're just so afraid and paralyzed by the thought of what others will think of what they're saying. Or they just think that what they're saying isn't good or isn't interesting. So they're shy. And I can say that because same thing with dancing. I was afraid of standing up because I was afraid that I was going to look stupid because I don't know what I'm doing. So you can change it is what I'm saying. Anybody who's shy can definitely change that situation. It won't be easy, but just like anything else, it takes practice, it takes commitment, and before you know it, it would be awesome to overcome something like that. And then your story becomes an inspiration out, where you could say, I was a shy person, and now I'm successful in a business that requires me to be social. See, now your story becomes a source of inspiration. And believe me, there are a lot of stories out there in this industry just like that one.
Phenomenal insights, Michael. And for the audience, have you had enough of what you're going through? Contact me and let's rewrite your story from existing pain to purpose that allows you to have the life you truly desire. You can contact me at al.diazforlove@gmail.com. And remember, every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific, join us. You're hearing wonderful music from music. You're hearing wonderful insights from Michael. And I'll throw some insights out in there along the way. Thank you all for joining us. Remember that everything in our past, present, or future is for our best and highest good. Wherever you are at, have a great day or wonderful evening. Michael, you rock. Thank you for being a joyous blessing in our life.
Thank you, Al. I appreciate it.